From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says talks will begin next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties between the United States and Cuba. At a joint news conference in Havana with Cuba's foreign minister, Kerry said the path toward fully normal relations will depend on lifting the trade embargo against Cuba that the United States imposed more than 50 years ago. His statement came after a ceremony in which the U.S. flag was raised over the embassy in Havana for the first time in 54 years.
I'm confident also that today is going to be the beginning of an opportunity for Cuban diplomats in Washington, D.C., and American diplomats in Havana to be able to engage more openly with the people who make up both of our countries.
A Cuban-American human rights group advocate in Washington said that the U.S. move to normalize relations with Havana might be a setback for Cuban dissidents. Some U.S. lawmakers and prominent politicians have also questioned the Obama administration's decision to move forward with engagement in spite of human rights concerns. Reports from Libya's coastal city of Sirte say dozens of people have been killed in fighting there this week between Islamic State jihadists and rival gunmen. The latest clashes erupted when a Salafist Muslim group and armed residents attacked Islamic State fighters in Sirte, accusing them of killing a prominent local preacher. Libya is split between two governments supported by armed troops fighting each other. The internationally recognized government is based in Tobruk. An Islamist-backed government rules from the capital, Tripoli. This is VOA News.